Samyama, this is Aratima. In Patanjali Sutras, the first sutra is called Chitta Vritti Nirodha, which has to do with allowing the mind waves to stop. Really, in English, plain English, we're stopping thoughts. There are no waves in the mind. When there are no waves in the mind, then we are, as consciousness, ready to move to the next step, which is to establish a thought. It's called dharana, and that means you're focusing on something. In dhyana, you're going to hold a thought, and in samadhi, you become a thought. So this is part of manifesting, because in Patanjali's understanding is we're all manifesting the self that we are. We are allowing it to emerge. But when we understand the mind, that the mind is like a light, that is, when it's very busy and it moves all the time, it's like a bulb that sprays the light all over. And when it is focused and one point, it becomes like a laser sharp instrument. Then we can allow ourselves to bring something into manifestation, because wherever thought goes and abides in, that's what we become. In the transcendental movement by Maharishi, one first transcends thought. We drop deep beyond all the thinking, and then what happens is a thought is being introduced, usually a word. And then, because you're already in a transcendental state, you're actually abiding, and you have dharana, established a thought, let's say peace. And then in dhyana, you hold that thought. You're then holding this peace. You are meditating on it, we could say. And then when you move into samadhi, that is where the duality of you that is meditating upon that thought piece goes away and they collapse together. You become that thought. You become that piece. You and that word or that concept piece are starting to collapse into each other. So in manifesting, that's what actually happens. In the language of Patanjali, samyama is the manifesting ability of, again, becoming who you really are, because when the mind stuff, chitta, is very busy, when there is waves in the mind, vritti are the waves, and nirodha is to stop those waves, so we are stopping our thoughts. And then when you have that, when you can do that, that's when power happens, right? Meditation causes power to emerge, the power of who you are, and who you are is abundance. Who you are has the ability to manifest. What are you manifesting? Are you manifesting the waves, the vritti that are going on all the time, that cause disease and problems? Or are you making an effort to stop the thoughts, these waves? Chitta vritti nirodha, you're stopping the thoughts. Then when you stop the thoughts, then you can actively think. You are now establishing a thought by free will, dharana. You establishing a thought, for example, it could be a feeling image also. Something like maybe feeling fulfilled, or in the terms of abundance, let's say maybe another word. You're like Lakshmi, completely opulent and wealthy, and there is a limitless amount of abundance just flowing through you, you being that eternal, limitless abundance. If you can feel yourself into it, as we're sort of speaking about it right here, right now, and allowing that thought, feeling, image, it's a sensation, it's kind of lots of different things, but it's really a thought, because thought is everything we can touch and feel and imagine. It's all thought, so it's a very complex thought, and you kind of compress it into a point, right? You hold that, that's it, so you become like a laser. You lock into it, and you meditate on it, you don't waver, you are locking yourself into it, you meditate onto it. See, that requires power, right? You're not allowing yourself to go with all the vritti, all the other, you know, waves. They're just going to want to, because they want to, the mind wants to continue to move again in time and space in a linear way. So you're just going to abide, you continue to abide in that one point, that thought that you've chosen. You don't go with all these other thoughts that want to arise. You stay with it. You lock yourself in and you stay and you stay. Dhyana, you're holding that thought. As you continue, you can collapse into samadhi and you become the thought. Now, when you become that, then you have become that abundance. And that is what manifests.